Now, I'm always looking for something a bit different at Christmas Cracker, and I think I've found it. Your name is?
Bob Link.
Hello, Bob. What are you doing here today?
I'm openly selling walking sticks, fancy walking sticks, shepherd's crooks, made from several different materials, including ram's horn, deer antler, Indian buffalo horn.
And do you make them yourself?
I make them all myself. But I'm not responsible for the two golf balls on the two sticks there.
Okay. So, what got you into this? It's a bit unusual, isn't it?
Well, as a lad, I worked on the farms in Worcestershire, and I always carried a stick rounding up the animals and so on. Then, when I was about, I don't know, 50 years of age, I went to an agricultural show, and I saw a chap with a stand similar to this, got talking, and he told me the best thing I could do is to spend £12 a year and joined the British Stickmakers Guild, which I did.
Wow, there was a Stickmakers Guild.
There's a Stickmakers Guild.
Who would have thought?
Competitions throughout the country.
So you enter the competitions, dear?
I've won one or two prizes, but not a great deal. The champions of the country travel the country, the whole length of the country.
Well, presumably country fairs and this sort of thing.
Yeah, game fairs, agricultural shows and things like that, yes.
So, how do you select the wood for your sticks then? Well,
mainly the shanks, the stick itself is hazel because it tends to grow that much straighter and tends to taper like a billiard cue.
Okay.
But it's not important it's dead straight because you can actually straighten it once it's been seasoned. But I use hawthorn, ollie, blackthorn, everything like that.
So how long does it take to make a stick?
Depending on the detail, really. I've got a fish there carved from a piece of ram's horn.
That's beautiful, yeah, I can see it.
Including the fins and the scales. That took me about, I don't know, 30 hours to do.
Wow, a lot of dedication there.
And oddly enough, I'm not a very patient man, but when you enjoy something like this, you can enjoy it so much, you forget about being patient.
So the wood itself, do you buy the material in or do you go?
No, I got permission. I always get permission to cut sticks from landowners. At the moment, I've got permission to cut at Ford Abbey. So there's an awful lot of acreage to cut from there. The important thing is once you cut a stick, is to season it properly. So every inch of thickness is 12 months seasoning.
Because it's green, isn't it, when you pick it?
It's green, yes. And it's important that you treat them for woodworm as well. I do that twice in the first year of its life when I'm seasoning.
Who'd have thought? I'd never have thought of that.
Well, exactly. Because you don't know you've got woodworm until you see the hole in the stick.
Okay. And the tops of the materials, has that got a special name, the top?
The black ones are water buffalo horn. The whiter ones with the black caps, that's deer antler. And I've got different types of wood. And the bottom stack down there are mainly cow's horn with a wooden topping made into a shape for a thumbstick.
And how do you attach it? Is there a thread or something?
Yeah, I put a threaded bar, an 8mm threaded bar. So I drill
that into the wood, presumably?
Into the wood, yep. And to the antler or horn at the top, yes. Yeah.
Now, if somebody's interested, because it make a very unusual Christmas present, wouldn't it?
Yes. And that I find that most of the people are buying from their parents or their loved ones, obviously.
Good idea. If people want to find out more, have you got a website or something?
No, I don't do technology. I do the simplest things in life. I enjoy doing the simple things of life. But I live in Broad Windsor. If anybody wanted to go to Broad Windsor and ask where the stick man lives, they'll tell him.
They all know, do they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, you're not a million miles away.
No, exactly.
Well, have you had a good day?
Very good day. Thank you. To be quite honest, I'm not trying to make a living. So to see people come up and appreciate what I'm doing is fantastic.
It's more of a hobby than a business.
It is a hobby. Yeah. If I've left it late in my life to earn a living, I've done an awful lot wrong in my life.
Well, you obviously enjoy what you're doing as well. Keep up the good work.
And thank you very much
indeed. Thank you very much for talking to us today.
Merry Christmas to everyone.
Merry Christmas to you too.
Thank you.
Take care.